Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
As most of you know, I worked in the financial industry for a long time. I learned many things from my experiences as a financial consultant, but one of the most important lessons I learned was about debt. In my corporate finance courses, I taught my students about good debt. For corporations, debt can be very good, but in my personal finance courses, I didn't teach about good debt. There are very few cases where debt is good in personal finance. It may be necessary and it may be helpful, but rarely is it outright good. Well, today I want us to see spiritually that we are in debt and it is good, but also give us some responsibilities as well. So please stay with me for a few minutes today as we discuss the topic of indebted.
Light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
As I mentioned in the introduction, I really dislike debt when it comes to personal finance. I understand that at times it is necessary and at times it is helpful, but I have also witnessed debt to be abused simply because it was available to someone. I worked with one client who found themselves in $750,000 worth of debt. That's right, $750,000 in debt. And it came from one failed business attempt and then lots of credit cards to try to keep themselves afloat. It is just one of the reasons I dislike personal debt. However, like Paul, I am a debtor. In Romans 1 verse 14, the King James Version, Paul says, I am debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and foolish. The word used for debtor here is the Greek word ophelites, and it means one obligated. Typically, when someone comes into debt, they want to avoid talking about it and try to hide it from others by any means necessary. But Paul often talks to others about debt that he has. But Romans, he is talking about debt to someone from whom he has received nothing. Now, that's an odd sort of debt. But as Christians, we are all in the same kind of debt. Paul states here that he is a debtor to Greeks and barbarians, as well as to the wise and foolish. Paul had not received anything directly from the Greeks or the barbarians. He was indebted to them in the sense that he had received something to give to them. Paul was sent to preach the gospel to the Gentile nations and felt a sense of obligation to do so. Please understand that we too have an obligation to preach and teach our fellow man about our Savior. Paul's life had changed so drastically that he was out to change the world as well. It should be our mission to bring the gospel to the world. It is a life-changing and a life-saving message. Like Paul, we need to feel a sense of obligation to take the message of the gospel to the people of the world. Jesus also teaches us, through the parable of the Good Samaritan and other lessons, that all of mankind is our neighbor, and we need to treat them with care and concern. We also owe the church a great debt. Again, not necessarily because we have received anything from the church monetarily. I have heard many people over the years who have retired from a company that they worked for their entire lives, and I've heard them say they owe their company a lot. Now, the employee-employer relationship is one that is reciprocal. Most people today don't feel a sense of debt to a company, and the company doesn't feel indebted to the employees. They both feel that they have done their part in the relationship. But the people that say they owe their company understand that they were able to work and provide for their families because of the job opportunities they were given. We spoke the other day about how being a Christian is an opportunity for service and not a guarantee for heaven. Well, being a member of the church also provides us with opportunities to serve God and to serve others. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "So then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Yes, we have an obligation both to all people, but especially those who are of the household of faith. The last thing that I want to mention today is that we are all hopelessly indebted to Jesus. A man named James Denny, a Scottish theologian from the 19th century, once said, "No one who is not prepared to be a hopeless debtor can ever be a Christian." There's a lot of wisdom here. We will never be able to pay this debt back. It's one of the things that drives me crazy about Christianity. I dislike very much being in debt to someone. I don't like to owe people, but it is something that I have to come to terms with as a child of God. There's a story of an exchange that happened over an offering plate in San Francisco. An usher stuck the tray out in the direction of one of his friends, and instead of receiving money, he received a shameful nod to move on. The usher told his friend, "You must give something. It is your duty." The member responded, "My money belongs to my creditors." The usher then asked, "And who is your greatest creditor? And to whom do you owe the most?" To which the man responded, "Very true, but right now, he's not crowding me quite so much as the others." It's a humorous story, but also very true. We owe the most to God, but God is not going to be calling us every day. He is not going to be asking us if we can pay just a little today. He will not be encouraging us to make a repayment plan. It is on us to remember every day our debt that we owe and do what we can, even though we know it will never be enough. The sacrifice that Jesus offered made us all debtors. Debtors to our fellow man, debtors to our church family, and of course, debtors to God Himself. How are we doing with paying it forward? The parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18 teaches us that our debt is too big to be repaid. But what God expects of us is to treat others in the same way that He treated us. How are we doing? So until next time, I encourage you to be a debtor to God. Cleansing flow, now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns, you reign victorious. Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified, worthy is the Lamb.